Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I will be your host for this Back to Basics series. This is episode 1.3, and we will look further into how intuition works. In episode 1.1, we discussed what intuition is, communication from our spiritual to our physical body in order to create action, or how our spiritual body communicates to us to guide us towards its life purpose. You see, life purpose is the reason why the spiritual body comes into the physical body. It requires action and learning that only being in a physical body can bring. So last week we discussed about episode 1.2. We went further into the types of intuition. The messages or guidance we receive from our spiritual side comes emotionally, physically, mentally, and visually. We also discussed how we experience them at varying degrees and how some aspects come through stronger than others. Most of the time, if we do not understand it in one way, say emotionally, we can get it another way, say physically. Like emotionally, we are nervous about something, but we may not pay much attention to it until the butterflies are felt physically in the stomach. Some of the ways we receive it are rolled together, so they are not always easy to define, and they cross over into the different realms. Mental intuition, as mentioned on a deeper level, when the messages we receive come via mental thoughts or information. My biggest surprise was when I responded to a message I did not hear, but reacted to automatically, and it saved myself from a horrific accident. Listen to the Back to Basics podcast episode number 1.2 for the full details on that. Because this week, we're going to look more into how intuition works, especially emotional intuition, and my experiences with a good friend. How does intuition work? As you now know, intuition comes to us from different forms, physically, visually, mentally, and emotionally. So for each section, it works in that particular way. Of course, it's pretty easy to work out which way because of the names they're called. Physical intuition is felt within the body or through the environment. As mentioned earlier, receiving this information is not always as cut as dry. It's not always as cut and dry as we think. Because we usually think that they're going to fit nicely into one category, but they don't. Have you ever been thinking about something while you're doing something else? One morning I was thinking about work while heading to my friend's place for our daily morning walk. I was so engrossed in what I was thinking that I went down the wrong road and headed off in a different direction. When I eventually realised what I'd done, I had found myself pulling over outside this particular little cafe just to turn around. It was not open at the time, but I remember thinking, I've never been into that cafe before. Later that day I had met someone for an important meeting. They suggested the little cafe where I turned around earlier that morning. Now, I did not know its name prior to that morning, and I would not have known where to go. That was my physical intuition guiding me towards the right direction, while my mental intuition was keeping my head busy for the day. Of course, visual intuition jumped in to play by making me aware of the actual cafe, whereas if I was just driving past it, I may not have seen it. It's all these small messages, these apparently insignificant things that we take for granted, that is our intuition informing us of something. Sometimes it is dramatic, like the time I jammed my foot on the brake and nearly hit a car. When I jammed my foot on the brake and nearly hit my head on the steering wheel, I should say. Sometimes it's very subtle, like a particular song that's playing in the car, and you hear it, but no one else seems to. The hardest one to understand clearly is emotional intuition, and we all know how emotions work. We can get very confused as to what the emotions are about or even who they belong to. And this is a huge aspect of emotional abuse and why empaths can get caught up in emotionally abusive relationships. And I know firsthand about that, but that will be later on in another podcast. Emotional intuition is the strongest form of intuition we have. It is the main way our spiritual body communicates with the physical. Emotions, or energy in motion, rule our intuitive communications, but do not let them rule you in a negative manner. Emotional intuition may make us feel emotionally uncomfortable or different when there's no obvious reasons to feel that way. It's sometimes described as a vibe, or the vibes we pick up about a person, or that feeling that you get when you walk into a room after an argument has taken place. Sometimes I wake up feeling a little down or even anxious, and I do not know why. Something I have been dreaming about, perhaps? Was it my mental intuition trying to tell me something? Or was it a carry-through from the previous day? Why was I feeling like this? This is where you are required good emotional awareness or emotional intelligence to understand this form of information. A lot of the times we just discard it as irrelevant. But I've learnt to sit with these feelings and to get to know them better. That is, not to dwell on them or submerge myself in the anxiety, but acknowledge it and let it be felt and then released, rather than the attempt to squash it down. You know, it takes more energy to hold emotions down, which is why people who are depressed feel so exhausted, than it does to sit with them and understand them. Because they will only pop up again later when you start to relax or ease off. So it's not always easy, especially when the weight of the world demands your attention early in the morning. But it's very worthwhile to give yourself that time if you wake up feeling that way. I'd managed to learn this the hard way. I knew a guy at work that seemed really nice, but my team leader warned me about him. She said to watch out, he was a bit of a womanizer. A really lovely guy, but one to steer clear of. I watched him for a while at a distance, and my intuition was picking up emotional aspects telling me he was not himself. I wanted to chat with him and get to know him, but the words of warning kept flooding back, so I remained at a distance. Intuitively, I knew there was more to him than what others saw, so I asked another person about him. They were concerned because he was not himself, and they didn't know what was wrong. Again, my intuition kicked in and drew me towards him. This time I ignored the fear and negative attitudes of others and chatted quietly with him. There was another side to him that came out, and we enjoyed our brief times together. It was nice to get to know him better, and the barriers dropped away pretty quickly. We would meet during our lunch breaks if it was on that particular shift, which wasn't very often, but it was enjoyable for both of us. Excited one day to share some news with him, and knowing he would be around that day, I explained how I would be leaving this job to pursue a career of my own. You see, I was working part-time at this company while studying full-time at university, and I had just finished my degree. He was pleased for me on the outside, but intuitively I knew that things had changed in an instant. I felt his emotions drop and a darkness creep in. A darkness that did not scare me, but one that pulls at the heartstrings. It was my emotional intuition at its strongest, and yet I didn't know what to do about it. 2 days later, he had suicide. I'd felt it come over him. I felt his emotions drop so strongly that it physically hurt me. And I wished I could have changed things, but I couldn't. It was not up to me to fix anything. All I could do was support him. And maybe he felt that sense of support was leaving him after I told him my news. Maybe I read too much into the situation. After all, we only saw each other every couple of weeks. But somehow, I just knew there was more to it than that. And I felt it emotionally. Emotional intuition is the type of intuition we feel the most, especially for those who are empaths. However, it is also the hardest one to differentiate between whether it's yours or whether the emotions are coming from other people. Emotional mastery is understanding this and not reacting or responding to other people's emotion, but staying within your own, yet still being able to help or assist. To help you understand this, always refer the emotion back to you and ask, is this mine or is this someone else's? I have a Facebook group called Emotional Mastery. It is a space where you can ask questions or talk to other empaths for guidance and understanding. I guess for most of us who have experienced a friend or loved one choosing suicide as a form of emotional release, there is always the what if questions we ask ourselves. I was no different. I went through them step by step. I would wake up feeling a particular way and allowed myself the time to go through them, have a cry if need be, and then focus on what my day was to be like in a positive way. If you're experiencing deep, painful emotions, please talk to someone about it or seek professional help. We cannot let our lives be permanently affected by the choices of others in a negative manner. Sure, they might be negative to start with, but they do not have to remain that way permanently. We have a choice about how we think about the situation. Because it has passed, that's all we can do is think about it. And we can do so in a negative or a positive manner. I think of this man for me when the thoughts arise. And if they arise in a negative way, I sit with them and wait until I can think about him positively again before moving on. Emotional intuition works by bringing forward emotions, energy emotion, from your spiritual being to your physical body. For you to action. Your emotional intelligence needs to be aware and decipher if that emotion is that you're experiencing is actually from your spirit or if it belongs to someone else. Emotional mastery is acting on your emotions, not the emotions of others. Now, I know that's a bit of a mouthful, so I'm going to repeat it again. Emotional intuition works by bringing forward emotions, that is, energy in motion, from your spiritual being to your physical body for you to action. That's what emotional intuition is. It's just bringing it forward from your spiritual to your physical. Emotional intelligence is where you need to be aware and you have to decipher if emotions that you're experiencing is actually from your spirit or from someone external or from an external source. That's emotional intelligence. Now, emotional mastery is acting on your emotions, not the emotions of others. Now, when I say this, people get a little bit confused. Emotional mastery, you're not mastering your emotions. You're not stopping yourself from crying. You're not stopping yourself from feeling happy. Emotional mastery is about acting on your emotions, not the emotions of others. So if someone else is grumpy, it doesn't mean you have to be grumpy too. That is emotional mastery. So hopefully that's a little clearer for you, and you've enjoyed this podcast. Next week, we will be going back over the physical intuition just a little bit more. But although emotional is the strongest communicator, when we feel it physically, when the intuition comes through physically, we tend to respond to it a little bit better. We tend to act on it more so than if it's an emotion. So next week's episode in the Back to Basics series is number 1.4, and it's called What Does Intuition Feel Like? And I've called it this because, again, we're going more into the physical side of intuition and how it feels. And it is similar to listening to your body, but there's other aspects towards it too, because the intuition can come to you, like we've just discussed, emotionally, but you can also feel it physically. When we're getting it in a two-prong way, we need to get that clear understanding of what it feels like and how it is to us. So again, I will be talking about the physical intuition a little bit stronger next week in how it feels like. So I've hoped you enjoyed this episode. That brings us to the end for today. If you've enjoyed it, just connect with me on Facebook. As I said, I have Emotional Mastery Facebook group you could ask to join. Or just subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on the next episode. So I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I thank you for listening. And remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. Bye for now.